Thousands of protesters from across the United States and around the world marched on Gina, Louisiana today in support of six black teenagers, now known as the Gina Six. They were charged with attempted second-degree murder after they beat up a white student last December. That happened after months of racial confrontations that began when white students hung nooses on a tree outside the school. The charges were reduced to aggravated second-degree battery, but the outcry has only grown louder. For many Americans, especially African Americans, Gina is one more example of racial injustice in America's legal system. Sean Williams, known as the Dallas South blogger, has been following this story for months now. He was in Gina today and joins us now from a bus in central Louisiana. Sean Williams, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
And what was it like in Gina today?
It was a wonderful atmosphere here in Gina today. There were thousands upon thousands of folks in love and peace with black on, just trying to get justice for six men, young men that we feel deserve some justice because they're Americans.
And any idea of how many people were there?
I don't think anybody has a true idea. We've been throwing the number 30,000 around, but, you know, it's just people as far as you could see in any direction at any given time.
Yeah, I know the authorities have declined to disclose any estimate at all. Was there a rally? Were there speakers?
There were speakers. Today, early this morning, Reverend Al Sharpton spoke. Radio talk show personalities Ricky Smiley, Michael Bazin talked. And later in the afternoon, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin and Reverend Jesse Jackson spoke to the crowd.
Now, you and some other bloggers were instrumental in organizing this protest today. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, you know, it just wasn't DallasSouthBlog.com. It wasn't just the Afrosphere Blogging Association. It was people all over the country. It's kind of like the Underground Railroad. I mean, you don't know who it is, where they are, but you just know when to be and where to be there. And so, you know, I don't know if any of us would want to take credit for creating this rally. We just kind of feel like we helped get the momentum started around the case.
So, in a sense, a gigantic flash mob.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Why did this case move you so much?
Well, it was really a case of blatant injustice because I think there was at first there was a symbol of the nooses and the tree. A lot of people felt, why should students then have to ask the administrators to sit under a tree that was reserved for whites when, you know, this is America. Why should anybody have to ask to sit anywhere? And then you get through the guns being drawn with no charges, hardly any charges, the fight against the black students with hardly any charges. And in this particular incident, not only did, we're not saying that the kids should not have been punished, but second-degree attempted murder was just severe by any stretch of the imagination.
And the timing of this, as I understand it, this was the day Michael Bell was originally supposed to be sentenced. He'd been convicted.
That's correct. And, you know, that's why everything was planned for the courthouse, and that's why most of the time was spent at the courthouse, even though there weren't any proceedings on today.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like? Gina is a very small town, and if there were, as you describe it, tens of thousands of people from outside, it must have overwhelmed the town.
Yeah, I'm from a small town in East Texas called Paris, Texas, and, you know, for this many people to come into one small place at one time, I could see on some of the locals kind of a look of concern and fear, but everyone was nice, everyone was cordial. There was nothing but the utmost respect paid to the city. And so I think that as the day wore on, the people saw that this was just a group of concerned citizens, concerned Americans coming together trying to see justice.
And just on a logistical level, organizing, porta-potties for that many people and lunch, that's no small task.
Well, the porta-potties were in place. Lunch, everyone was asked to bring their own because we didn't want to spend any money in Gina and empower them economically. But the buses coming in, and especially out, but mostly in this morning, was the biggest problem, I think, logistically, just getting this many people into this size town with so few entrances.
And I wonder, do you think the other people who were there today, do you think you've made a difference?
I think we made a difference on today. I think we made a difference in this case. But I think what everybody's hoping is that we'll make a difference for a longer term and a longer commitment and a longer movement. We're hoping that this doesn't just stop with Michael Bell and the Gina Six. We want to see justice there. But as African-Americans, we're looking for a more sustained movement.
Well, reports indicate that the state appeals court that ordered Michael Bell's conviction overturned. They said he should have been tried as a juvenile, not as an adult. That appeals court today ordered a hearing on why he is still in jail. As we mentioned, his conviction was overturned earlier. The district attorney is appealing that decision and has held on to Michael Bell pending decision on whether to retry him. We'll continue to watch this case. Stay with NPR News for the latest from Gina. Sean Williams, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sean Williams blogs about Gina, among other things, at DallasSouthBlog.com.